At St. Vitus Cathedral, they draped the coffin and the flag of the country he led out of communism. The democratic world came to pay tribute. Two British prime ministers, John Major and David Cameron, the French president, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Poland's Lech Wałęsa. As a young dissident, Václav Havel went to jail rather than accept what he saw as the lie upon which the communist state was founded. In 1989, he led hundreds of thousands in protest on Wenceslas Square day after day until communism collapsed. He came to embody the values of the democratic European mainstream at a time when those values needed most urgently to be articulated. Today, the Czech people stop to remember the transforming effect Václav Havel had on their lives and on the history of their country.